Here's the thing. Parshas Kisisa has this whole complicated thing that after Chet HaEgel, so Moshe Rabbeinu feels that like Hashem is in a good place. He already said, "Okay, I forgave Klal Yisrael." Even though Hashem said that, like, "Yeah, I forgave Klal Yisrael, but I'm going to continue to punish them whenever they do an aveira. You're going to get some punishment." But Moshe thinks he's like in a good place. Says, "Okay, God, like Har'ininos Kavodecha, right?" And he says, "Okay, God, like, show me what you got." Like, that's basically that's Moshe's request. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "You know what? Ani aver kol tuvi al panecha, b'karasi b'shem Hashem al panecha, b'chanes shachem, b'chanes rachim." It's mamish very hard to understand what's going on in these psukim. Right? This is your Gimel Midos HaRachamim comes up over here. If you read the psukim slowly and carefully, so Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for two things. He's asking for the drachim of Hashem, which are like what we would call the midos of Hashem, which are the midos harachamim that he gets. And he's also asking Har'ininos kevodecha, which is on some level to see the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam previously told us that it's unfathomable. A person is incapable of really understanding what the Metzius of Hashem is, right? Our minds can't get around it. So Zok the Rambam, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. There are two girsos. The way we have the Rambam says, Im kein, mahu zeh she'amar ha'kasuv, she'amar b'Torah v'tachas raglai. No, I'm sorry, wrong one. Oh, excuse me, Halacha Yud, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Mahu zeh. Shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lahasig, kesha'amar hareininos kevodecha. Right? What is it that Moshe wanted to attain when he asked hareininos kevodecha? So the Rambam says, Bikesh leida mitas himotzu, shar kadosh baruch hu, anshiya yadua b'libo, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know the essence of the truth of Hashem. He wanted, just like if I see you, so your image is engraved on me, that I won't mistake anyone else for you. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, so to speak, the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be engraved in him so to that extent. And the Ribbono Shel Olam answers, you know what? You're a human, you're mechubar, miguf v'nefesh, and you won't be able to attain this. Now, the way we have the Rama begins, Mahu zeh shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu, in the back of the Rambam, they point out that the better gersa is probably Vizehu Shebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking to understand the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and even Moshe Rabbeinu can't get it. Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara has a Pasuk Vatechasrehu Me'ameyaloka, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a little bit less than Ribbono Shel Olam. There are 50 Shaarei Bina in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu attained 15. There are 50 Shaarei Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu attained 49 of them. Right? Vatechasrehu Me'ameyaloka. Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand, even Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's this din. Now, when the Pasuk says, Lo tuchal lir'os es panai, ki lo yir'ani ha'adam v'chai. So what does that mean? So there are two ways of reading the Pasuk. You could read the Pasuk, ki lo yir'ani ha'adam, that humans can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chai, and living creatures, meaning malachim, can't see and understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, not only can you not get it, but no one can get me. Even angels can't get me. Alternatively, ki lo yir'ani adam v'chai means that because humans have a physical and a nefesh element, so therefore humans, if we would understand the amitos of the Borei, we couldn't keep our physical existence, so we wouldn't be human anymore. So we would lose it. Those are the two ways of understanding ki lo yir'ani ha'adam v'chai. Good. Now, the Ravid has a hasaga on the Rambam. The Ravid says, listen, how come Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to understand Hashem? He's asking for this. He was just up on Har Sinai for 40 days. So he obviously got, right, what the Ribbono shel Olam is. He was there. And if Moshe Rabbeinu was asking to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, so what type of answer is it? B'chanosi es asher achon. So the Ravid has an explanation that is really Kabbalah. The Ravid basically says, Ponim va'achar is a sod gadol hu, ve'eino ra'oi l'galoso adam, v'ulai bal hadvarim hazeh lo yad'ahu. Meaning, right, lo tu chaleroses panai, v'ra'isas achorai, what's the ponim of Hashem, what's the achor of Hashem? Zach the Rav, it's a sod gadol. And Maimonides, the bal hadvarim hazeh, doesn't know the sod. Meaning, this, I think, is a raya that the Ravid is a makubal. It's a pretty good raya. If you look in the Chida on the Shem HaGedolim, there are three Ravids, by the way, right? There's the first Ravid is like Ibn Daud, he's like a historian, then there's Ravid number two is the Baal HaEshkol, who's the father-in-law of Ravid number three, who's our Ravid. There is a discussion about, we don't know when Kabbalah really became a thing. We know it became a thing in the period of the Ravid, give or take, in Provence, where the Ravid is. That's when Kabbalah began to, there's like Reb Yitzchak Sagi Nahor, and like all of these Mekubalim people, like they just like somehow appear out of nowhere. Was the Ravid really a Mekubal? So there are a few Ravids that some quote as a Raya that he's a Mekubal, the Ravid in Perek Ches of Hilchos Lulav. There's a discussion about a hadas sheniktam. If you have a hadas, that the top of it is chopped off. So the Ravid over here writes, Ruach kfar hofia ruach hakodesh beis midrashenu vehelenu shu pasul. Right? Ruach hakodesh came and told us that this type of hadas is pasul. And hakol bara b'chiburenu, etc. So the Ravid's comment is that ruach hakodesh came. That sounds a little bit like Kabbalah, although, I don't know, not so much, a little bit. There's a Ravid in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaBechira about whether there's Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh. And the Ravid writes, Kach niglali misod Hashem liyireyov, lefikach hanichnas atzal Hashem in bokares. Right? So it's niglali misod Hashem liyireyov. So do these things mean that the Ravid's a makubal? So all of the historians talk about this at length. I don't know why they're talking about that Rav or those Ravids. This Ravid is pretty beferish. The Ravid is saying, I know that there is a concept of Pnei Hashem and Achar Hashem, and that's a real Kabbalah concept, and the Rambam doesn't get it. And by the way, in the later Svarim, if you look, there's a Tshuva in the Be'er Sheva where he tries to explain, Siman Gimel, the Be'er Sheva's Tshuvas, where he tries to explain what exactly the concept of Panim of Hashem and Achar Hashem according to the Kabbalah of the Ravid as handed down, right, etc. It seems like this Ravid is at least saying some real Kabbalah inyan. The Rambam, the rationalist, is stuck in a hard place here because he doesn't want to give a Kabbalah interpretation of the Pasuk because he's a rationalist. Well, as a rationalist, I realize I can't really apprehend God, right? And there's no Hava Amina. Like, what was Moshe thinking when he asks, Harini Nos Kvodecha? Right? It's not Shaykh. So the Rambam is working very hard on this issue to understand the Pesukim in Kisisa, and he says that the answer the Rav Shalom gives him is that no, you can't do it. Sorry, you had a comment?
Does he explain what a sod is?
No.
So I feel like
Right?
maybe he's like Makaba that Kabbalah like exists, but is he a Makaba like
Again, I think he says, "Panim va'achar is a sod gadol, ein ra'i l'galo, so l'chol adam." In other words, there are certain secrets that you can't tell everybody. It's a secret. Like the Ravid apparently is saying, I know what it means, but I can't tell you. Right? So I think it's pretty clear It's pretty clear from this, right? But again, this episode, Parshas Kisisa, is just like so hard to understand. What's Moshe Rabbeinu asking for and what Ribbono Shel Olam is telling him? And this becomes like the episode. How many times do you say Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim? That's what we do. No?
Like, I'm surprised again, like a desperate plea. Like, oh, like I want to understand. I'm at the edge of the fishbowl. I want to see what's out there.
Okay, it could be. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is like in this, it's like he's like in a high place. He's like in the spiritual ecstatic state. And he just wants to, Yosef Bronstein, when I was like, I had like a Rav Kook stage like a couple of years ago. So Yosef Bronstein showed me some letters where Rav Kook writes that he and his friends just had this like tremendous urge to pronounce the Shem Hashem. Huh? Like such an urge. I don't know any most normal people. Again, Rav Kook is not normal, but most normal people. It's not like I have such an urge to pronounce the Shem Hashem. It's a funny type of thing. But you're right. I think it could be that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, and he's saying, "Hareini nos kavodecha." I have this urge. I got to do it. I'm so motivated. It could be that's the pshat.
How am I going to? How am I supposed to handle all the honest girls? There isn't like an end. It's not like you're not actually asking. You're about to die. Like, it's not a practical question that you're going to just like cry out.
Right. I mean, again, but that's like going in the opposite direction, though. Right? Over here, this is like Moshe Rabbeinu at like this height of spiritual, right? It's a very different direction you're pointing up. Enochanami. I mean, I could hear it, right? I find this Rambam really hard to understand, but I think the Rambam finds this Rambam very hard to understand. That's the way I'll finish off.